This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We got to get right to it today, folks. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be back with a talk radio town hall. Glad to have him back. Brad Berry, UND men's hockey coach. Senator John Hovind on a deal on the 199A unintended consequence. And who is here Friday? U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue in Donald Trump's cabinet. And guess what? We got a chance to catch up with him as well today. So let's get to it. Secretary Perdue, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Tell us a little bit about your trip to North Dakota and what you took away.
Well, it's very interesting. I appreciate Senator Hovind, a friend that we served as governor together, inviting me out there. If you were there, I kind of told a group that when the chairman of the Ag Appropriations on the Senate side invites you, you certainly want to come. It's more thought of as a subpoena, but I was enjoyed my trip. It was delightful. It was very hospitable, and I learned a lot from the Farmer Roundtable.
By the way, I got a good chuckle out of that line because, you know, we're very familiar with Senator Hovind's tenacity when he's trying to get something done. And
he doesn't let go, for sure.
Yeah, exactly right. From a policy perspective, what did you take back? What do you say, wow, we were thinking this, but now I think that, or this reinforces something else? Anything concrete in the way of things you think will change as a result of your trip?
I think, again, what farmers around that table reinforced to me, obviously, was trade is very important. And there's a cumulative anxiety among agriculturalists across the country, Scott, that I think is understandable, that makes trade even more important. But we've got low commodity prices, look like we're running into another year where we don't see right now a lot of improvement. And we've got price pressure. We've got trade pressure, labor pressure in some areas, and regulatory pressure. So all that accumulates for greater anxiety than we've seen probably in a good while in agriculture. And we've got to be sensitive to that. That's why I communicate back to the president that there is legitimate anxiety over trade policy and these issues with steel and the tariffs and NAFTA conversations and those give farmers and ranchers really pause for what their future will look like.
You know, I was amazed to hear sort of unanimous from the ag community stakeholders in North Dakota articulating pretty strong desire for the U.S. to enter into some, you know, TPP-like trade agreement. They see it as bolstering export and obviously profit opportunities for North Dakota-raised commodities, obviously. How can the Secretary of Agriculture, under your direction, under your leadership, underscore that importance, you know, the importance of that particular issue and that piece with the president, whom I know a lot of people believe is negotiating. So, you know, there's a place for that, and we've certainly not had the best deals. Ag's not had the best deals in the past, but, you know, chief ag negotiator now finally from USDA confirmed. So talk about the sync between your office and the ag negotiator to solidify, to grow, to open the relationships with the important trading partners and also you know, getting the president, I guess, up to speed on the angst there is in the ag community over this.
We view ourselves in USDA, along with our Undersecretary Ted McKinney, as the chief sales force out here, along with commodity groups. The commodity groups themselves go make a lot of sales calls. They have people located in other countries. But our role is to go knock on doors around the world trying to sell our agricultural products, and that's what we do. I've suggested to the president, while he talks about withdrawing from some of these other agreements, he's already withdrawn from TPP. So I said I was, frankly, delighted when I heard in Davos he mentioned the possibility of considering TPP again. We have trade meetings every week at the White House, and I take charts and tell people. So agriculture is on the mind over there of the people at the White House, and certainly the president, about how we can sell more. You probably know that our U.S. trade ambassador really is the official negotiator, but Bob Lighthizer and I talk on a regular basis about our priorities in agriculture, where we need to go and what we can sell. We're working on actually the European beef quota here that we hope to have some good news about shortly. in the arena of selling more beef into the EU. So those are the things that we do, but the president understands how big a trade. His challenge, obviously, is balancing the other portions of the economy. He has to be concerned about the economy in general. He's focused like a laser on trade deficits, and those trade deficits that we know are created in manufacturing, not in agriculture. We have a surplus, so my role is to help him to where we can do away with trade deficits. We can sell more, or we can buy less, and we're always focusing on the sell more agricultural products.
Is the president negotiating? I mean, I talked to a big steel buyer, one of North Dakota's biggest, and, you know, they bought steel last fall because they anticipated this would come and there'd be a, you know, momentary price spike. But he wasn't worried about it long term. He said, I think this president's a great negotiator. I know the national media's tried to make much of you coming out here and having some space between you and the president on tariffs and, you know, trying to create a riff here. Is there a riff, and is this just negotiating?
No, I don't think riff is too harsh of a word. Obviously, I've got confidence in the president's ability, and I think I stated when I was in North Dakota, if the president can take this conversation about tariffs and turn it into a great deal for the United States producer with NAFTA and then with Korea and with other countries, that's great news. And frankly, he almost plays a jiu-jitsu type of negotiating. He keeps our opponents off balance with his pronouncements, and this may be another case of where he's able to do that. We've had a lot of countries come to the United States wanting to be exempted from the steel tariffs, and if he's able to parlay that through his negotiators into a good deal for NAFTA, then I think that would reveal exactly what kind of negotiator he is.
Also want to ask you a little bit about the Farm Bill discussions that are coming up. You know, the Farm Bill first adopted swamp buster legislation back in, I guess, 85, and wetland conservation compliance was really looking to slow or stop the progression of wetland loss way back there. Farmers in North Dakota really feel like the USDA is focused more on handcuffing them than striking a balance between those states that drained all of their wetlands prior to 1985. What's your take? What will you have your ag department do to remove some of the burdensome regulations so farmers can increase production and increase revenues turn this into a positive? What can you do?
Well, I think historically I understand farmers' concern. I don't think that's their recent belief about the USDA handcuffing them. It takes a little while to transition, but when you have proposals like the Water of the U.S., farmers naturally think that their government's working against them. I'm currently in meetings not only with EPA, but the Corps of Engineers, who also has equities in this wetlands issue to determine the pothole issue and how we can enhance our farmland without destroying our environment. And farmers understand how to do that. They've done it on their land for years, and we want to be part of the solution on that. So I think hopefully they will see some real progress in these kind of issues, and we continue to want to know more specific information. Sometimes we take anecdotes and rumors, and we circulate those with social media these days, but we've got to know the specific examples of where things are going on that have been examples of being done wrong or bad decisions being made, and that helps us to correct them and move forward.
I want to ask you about Congressman Kevin Cramer's proposal. He has some things in there related to the Swamp Buster thing, as you know, that has widespread support. Connell Peterson, former, House Ag Chair, Democratic side, Kristi Noem, South Dakota. So I know that you mentioned that when you were here on Friday, and that has your support as well. I also, this agriculture risk coverage fix, which is H.R. 4654, it was talked about. What do you think of Congressman Cramer's fix?
Well, I like Congressman Cramer's fix on the sod bus. I think you'll see the ARC fix adjusted and dealt with in the Farm Bill globally. That's probably the better opportunity to get it passed than a standalone legislation. But again, Representative Cramer's initiative in that is the way those kind of issues get included in a Farm Bill. You can kind of look at the Farm Bill as an omnibus bill that includes a lot of the things that the members of Congress have heard from their constituents that need to be addressed. These are those little areas outside the major policy issues that ought to be addressed. So we're very aware of the ARC disparities, and I think you'll see that fixed in the Farm Bill.
I heard you say on Friday here in North Dakota you wanted clean data. You sort of dismissed all the different back and forth of how to do it. You're just saying, give me clean data, right?
Yes, I think, again, that's what I'm really talking about. We can deal, when you talk about facts, I mean, we can argue opinions all day long, but we have to deal with facts, and that's why I say anecdotes and rumors are one thing, and we have perceptions, and sometimes perceptions, but reality. But we can only, we can't correct the rumors and we can't correct the innuendos, but we can hopefully deal and correct the facts. So that's what we want, clean data over different issues that affect our lives and how they do that. That's when we can go with real influence and power to the policymakers or our regulatory environment and say this needs to be changed.
That is Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture. We have a little bit more of that interview that we'll do on the other side of the break. We also have Senator John Hoeven. These are big ag issues today, and we got a lot of people in the... Well, if you're in North Dakota, you're in the ag community, right? Because as ag goes, the rest of the state goes. Anyway, Senator Hoeven on 199A2 coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Question. I know you need to go, but the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration announced yesterday they're extending a waiver on electronic logging device mandate implementation for haulers of ag commodities for another 90 days. What role are you playing with DOT on this to get some special consideration of live animal cargo, the implications of hours of service on animals' well-being? We hear about this a lot out here. Is there a fix coming here?
We certainly hope so. We've been in DOT and FMCA's ear for the last several months over this issue. When the rules were put forth, it didn't really give any consideration to agriculture, livestock, even produce that goes coast to coast or other types of things. So we're working with them on a realistic definition of agriculture where they can we can have some of the exemptions that are needed because truly when you deal with live organisms, be they livestock or plant, there are unique timeliness situations that need to be considered, which had not been considered in the previous motor carrier regulations. And I applaud Secretary Chow. I think, again, this is a great example of this this administration listening to the people who are affected out there by regulation and making a change when they become convinced that what we're doing is not the right direction.
That's the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. We said goodbye, and he said it was nice to have you on, but we did record that interview earlier, so you didn't get a chance to hear that because we're so tight for time today. But what a gem of a guy. Appreciate it. We'll have him back, and hope you got the answers you were looking for in some of that. And if you didn't, let us know. We'll continue to press. Anything, you know, we do these interviews so we can get answers for you. It isn't about us getting the interview. I mean, who cares? We want to make sure we're getting and asking the right questions. So, thanks to Daryl Leeson, the Farm Bureau, and Julie Ellingson, from Sockman's, as well as Kevin Skunas from the National Corn Growers. Of course, he is the National Corn Growers President, North Dakota's own. That's kind of cool. Levi Otis from Ellingson. We appreciate the good work that Ellingson is doing out on those issues as well. So, thanks to all those good folks, and welcome others as well weighing in. Senator John Hoeven in a moment, Brad Berry, UND men's hockey coach, and Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour for a full hour of your calls on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be at the Chimney Butte Ranch. I'm living the life of a rancher for Farm Bureau Week, folks. I can hardly wait. We'll be out there with Doug Hilly and his family. And the show will come to you live there tomorrow. I'm showing up tonight, so I'm actually going to do the work too. I don't want to just show up on the radio. I want to really live the life. So if I got to get up in the middle of the night, that's just fine. That's just fine. Then I'm heading to Watford City, and I want you to put this on your calendar. The All Industries Job Fair is Thursday, April 26th, 11 to 3. They're going to do this right at the Rough Riders Center. Veterans Preference from 11 to 11:30 that day. April 26th, Watford City Job Fair. Mark it on your calendar. And you know what? Spring's here. Take a trip to Watford. A lot going on. Beautiful place. Just see it. You're at the epicenter of the Bakken. Stay at any of our select hotels. If you call, ask for the Best of the West rate. They'll give you 10% off. They're already low rates right now. That's right. Just tell them Best of the West rate. I need it. The folks from the tourism know all about it. And there's most of the hotels there have participated. So Best of the West. 10% off your best deal. All right. Senator John Holman is here on another issue that has perplexed a lot of folks. And that is an unintended consequence that came out of the 199A section of the new tax bill. It gave co-ops a competitive advantage over the North Dakota State Mill, over privately owned elevators as well. And, of course, this has been a real problem. So Senator Hoeven said all along you'd get this worked out. Tell us a little bit about the fix. What was agreed to, Senator?
Well, essentially it's an adjustment that restores the balance for farmers, whether they're members of a cooperative or not, whether they're selling or buying from a cooperative or to a private grain elevator, whether it's a, you know, they're a C Corp elevator or a, you know, however they're structured. It just makes sure that the farmers still get the benefit of the 199 deduction if they're a co-op member, but it levels the playing field so regardless of who they do business with, you have a competitive situation. And of course, the whole focus from the beginning is to make sure that tax relief is good for farmers across the board regardless of who they do business with.
The groups involved here now that have come out in support of this are the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives and the National Grain and Feed Association. Explain the significance of these two groups coming together and sort of, for lack of a better term, blessing the deal here that will be fixed in the legislation.
Right. That's the key, is that we got everybody on board. So whether it's the cooperatives, publicly held C-Corps that are the agribusiness companies, or whether it's the pass-through, you know, the smaller agribusinesses, all of the different groups have come together and agreed that this is the adjustment they want. So, again, that we have tax relief that's good for farmers and that's fair regardless of how you market or buy or sell your crops or supplies.
I had heard some rumbling from some folks on the Democratic side of the aisle in the House that said, please bring us this legislation. We can hardly wait to vote against it and show that you guys are against co-ops. In other words, use it politically, even though it was an unintended consequence. There was talk of using it as leverage. Do you think this agreement between these two groups, with both sides, the co-op side, the private guys side, and the NGFA side, ends all that?
Well, that's right. That's why, as we talked from the beginning, I was determined to get all of the groups on board, whether it's the cooperatives or the privately held companies, C-Corps or pass-throughs. I mean, from the beginning, we wanted something that's good for agriculture, and that's, what we have is all of the groups now saying, hey, this is what we want. This is what serves our farmers and ranchers.
Okay, so let me also have you explain how this will be ultimately fixed. So what, you gonna attach it to other legislation? When will you do that? Explain how that works.
Well, essentially we're working on passing the omnibus bill now, which is the funding for 2018. Pursuant to the CR, continuing resolution that was set up earlier in February. And all along, this is kind of where we, had anticipated working to place the legislation. And so that'll start in the House probably this week, that bill, and then come over to the Senate. And I would expect, the House to pass it, if not this week, early next week, and then the Senate later next week.
Now, we heard from a number of people, as I'm sure you did, in the middle of this, that said, this is bad. Our business is down. We're losing business because of this. And, there were a number of reasons, I think, that happened because of how this, again, was being used, even though it was very different than what was intended. What do you do about that? What do you do about people that have been hit as a result of this?
Well, that's why all along we said, that we'd work on this adjustment, that it would be retroactive, and that people should keep that in mind as they're making their marketing decisions. And so, we've worked hard, not only, myself and other members of the Senate and the House, but also the ag groups themselves have put out statements saying that they were working on this fix and intended to get it done this year and make it retroactive.
Senator John Hovind on a very important issue here. This is the 199A fix, and, if you're, I guess, working at a bakery, you hear that and go, what are you talking about? But people who come into your bakery, trust me, are people who, are interested in selling their grains or work for private elevators, and, it impacts business. Whatever affects ag affects all of us. It really does. As ag goes, it is the biggest stool of North Dakota's three-legged stool, which is really ag, energy, and other, it always has been. And so this is pretty important and an issue we've talked a lot about, so I want to make sure folks have the facts. A little more of our conversation with Senator Hovind coming up here in a moment. We'll actually chat with Brad Berry when we come back, UND hockey coach. It's playoff hockey time. So with all the news we have going on, Pennsylvania and the students walking out and, my gosh, a lot going on. I want to talk a little hockey for crying out loud. Then back to more of our conversation on this with Senator Hovind. And Congressman Kramer takes your calls next hour.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Burling County Farm Bureau knows that good teens can be bad drivers. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens in the United States. Helping them understand how important it is to practice safe driving skills is not easy. That's where Route 1000 comes in, by incentivizing safe driving. We hope to keep our young people safer on the road. Burley County Farm Bureau supports Route 1000. Learn more about the program at Route1000.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
A lot of things happening these days, as I mentioned before the break, and during the break, I just got a couple of photos from the folks at the Flying O Ranch in Fort Yates, showing me pictures of a beautiful calf born last night, and heard we were coming to the Chimney Butte Ranch tomorrow for a day in the life of the rancher. This is a series. I did Day in the Life of the Farmer, and now I did Day in Life of the Rancher, and actually be up there calving season. I can hardly wait, but some great inspiration with the photos. Love our fine listeners. So we got that going. We got, obviously, this race everybody's watching nationally in Pennsylvania. You got the student walkout today. You got Donald Trump at the wall yesterday and calling out Jerry Brown, and so much going on. There's a lot going on. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer. More of our interview with Senator Hovind coming up here in a little bit, but guess what? I want to talk some hockey. I'm sorry, folks. I've even got my UND hockey sweater on today, the sweatshirt, old-time sweater-looking thing. And one of the proudest accomplishments of my entire life is on my wall. It says UND honorary letter winner. So you know that I bleed green and white, and never miss an opportunity to talk hockey, especially playoff time. So pleasure to welcome back to the program the coach of the best hockey team I would argue on earth, but certainly in college hockey, the University of North Dakota, Brad Berry. Coach, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you doing, fella?
I'm doing fantastic. I want to talk a little bit first about the year, and then look ahead a little bit to the playoffs. But, you know, it's been one of those years where you watch and you just see so many occasions where, you know, gosh, a puck bounces this way there or a call goes that way there. And you're sitting here with 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 more wins. I mean, has this been a frustrating year so far?
Yeah, I don't know if you would call it frustrating. It's been a challenging year, that's for sure. A little bit of adversity on all different fronts, injury-wise, and, continuity as far as our lineup from night to night. But you know what? It's made us a better team, and we're playing our best hockey of the year right now. And it seems like when we're best is when we're backs up against the wall, and that's where we are right now. So, we've earned the right to get down to St. Paul to the XL Energy Center, where we haven't been for a while. We've been at the Target Center for the last few years, and now at the X, and guys are looking forward to it.
When you say it's made you a better team, how does it make you a better team at this point? I mean, is all that used as sort of motivation to say, hey, we haven't had all the best bounces, but guess what? That's life. And now it's, a whole new season, obviously, with the playoffs. How does it make you a better team?
Well, it makes you battle-tested physically and mentally. When you think about all the double-digit overtime, we went over, I think, around 14 overtime games this year. So that really, you know, makes you battle tested and mentally and physically, and it makes you callous to the situation now where, you know, you're hardened and you know that it's going to be tight and it's going to be an intense, weekend in and out going forward here. So, like I said, it's, we've gained some experience for the season and albeit not the results sometimes we wanted, but we're in a situation where we control our own destiny, and that's, trying to win games here, and we will.
You know, you have a young team. You often do, because obviously the players, you know, move on to bigger and better things, and you're bringing in a new crop of great talent. So a ton of talent for sure on this team, but also younger. Has that been part of the challenge this year?
Yeah, a little bit. But like I said, we deal with that from year to year. I mean, that's, you know, not only our program, but other programs around the nation. You know, that's the challenge of the NHL as far as them drawing on their draft picks to free agents at an early age. And, you know, and then the filter's on down to the junior leagues from us. You know, we take players, probably sometimes a little bit earlier than they should be coming into college. And that's the culture of the process that we live in right now. And again, what you have to do is control your own environment when they do come here, as far as maximizing each day, as far as developmentally and making them grow as a player, but more importantly, I think, as a person and maturing in their daily lives.
And I tell you, I mean, it's inspiring to hear these players talk about you and talk about the coaching staff and how, you know, I guess fans of programs always think the best of their coaches and how things are going for the most part. Obviously, you know, always something here or there you think could be better, but, you know, you obviously are, if you're a fan, you're a fan. You think well of the program, but I wish every North Dakotan, for sure, and every fan of the UND hockey could really understand, you know, the gifts these student athletes get from Coach Bradbury and his team, because, you know, this is a family, right, Brad?
Huge. I mean, we use that word strongly, family and culture, and, you know, everybody together and trying to achieve a bunch of different goals going forward here. And, you know, I go back to the Gino Gasparini days, as, you know, he talked about, you know, being team first and making sure that, you know, you leave your egos at the door, you check them at the door, because when you come in, it's all about the team, and we recruit to that. And again, it's a big deal here. And that's the reason why I have success, is everybody being on the same page. And again, like I said, there's great days and there's not so great days. And it's those, you know, it's easy to live those great days, but those not so great days, that's when you really have to really stay together and be part of a family and have each other's backs. And I think we've learned a lot this year. We've been through some of those times. And now I think we're reaping the rewards right now over the last couple of weekends here of trying to attain something special like we did a couple of years ago in a national championship.
I want to ask you about a conventional wisdom as far as the pairwise is concerned, and that is that with Northern Michigan's win, by the way, led by a former Gopher, so leave it to a Gopher to screw things up. But evidently, if this is true, you know, their win means that the only surefire way you're in the tournament is a win at the tournament, at the Frozen Faceoff. Do you believe that to be? I mean, are you operating under that?
Well, I think there's a bunch of different scenarios that can play out. You know, some say that you need one win. Some say that, you know, you need two. You know, the biggest thing that we have to do is make sure that, like I said, go into Friday night and having that mentality of winning Friday night and then take care of business on Saturday. And I think here's the deal is you never know what's going to happen around the country, and we can't control that. And again, like we talk about our young players coming in here, there's three things that you can control in your life. It's your work ethic, your attitude, and your choices. And again, that's what we're going to do. We're going to control our work ethic, our attitude, and the choices that we make on a daily basis. And then from there, you know, we let the rest, you know, go from there.
You're taking on number one ranked St. Cloud State, the Huskies, Friday night at 4:00 in that semifinal. We've obviously played St. Cloud in a, you know, recent, you know, series with them where, you know, there was some great performance by your team against these guys. So what are we going to that game in the way of a game plan? What are you expecting?
Well, it's going to be a fast game. You know, they have a very good skill level. You know, they flourish on the power play. So obviously we have to make sure we're disciplined and not take a lot of penalties, but still play aggressive and, you know, play North Dakota hockey. But again, we have to stay out of the penalty box and make sure that, you know, if we do get on penalty kill, that we get the kill. And, you know, special teams are a huge deal. Our power play has been scoring a few goals lately, and we need that to continue. And then obviously, Cam Johnson, he's been very solid for us here down the stretch. And, like I said, we don't see anything else other than his focus and determination to help lead us to victory.
Should be fantastic. Well, folks, this will be fun. This Frozen Faceoff, as the coach said, back at XL Energy Center. We get a lot more atmosphere there. Hopefully a whole lot of green jerseys down there, black jerseys, the white UND jerseys, the Sioux jerseys. Wear them all. Get down there and take this in. Before I let you go, I have to get your take on what to me is just amazing in the amount of talent and the amount of tension the talent is getting in the NHL of former UND players. I mean, unbelievable. I don't know how many documentaries I've seen on Brock Besser's hair, but I think it's now confirmed that he has the, do you agree, by the way, he has the best salad in the NHL? Is that?
Probably does. I mean, he takes care of it. And obviously, he's done a very good job on the ice. And hopefully he's known more for his goal-scoring ability than his hair.
Yeah, no kidding, after he gets done mending up there, the poor bugger. But just overall, what's your thoughts on this, the talent level? I mean, how proud does that make you to watch this?
Well, it makes us very proud. I mean, I think the biggest thing is knowing that, we're part of their process, and, albeit for a small amount of time, but they go through here and, to try to, we call it polishing the edges. Well, if a stone has rough edges, you polish the rough edges and try to smooth things out so they're more of a complete player. And we feel that, it's a two-way street. Number one, we help them with that. Number two, they help us try to attain what we want. That's win games and win championships.
Fantastic. Well, good luck. It's going to be if the excitement is building at the right time. It's the playoffs will be blessed. It's a great tournament. I hope folks get down there, take it in, and thanks so much for the time today, Coach. We appreciate it.
You know what, Scott? Thanks very much for your time, and I really appreciate all your support over the years. And again, like I said, thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. A good man, a good friend, Bradbury, coach of the UND hockey team. All right, 18 before the top of the hour. Let's pick up more of our conversation with Senator John Hovind now on the 199A thing. One thing I want to know from him was whether he was disappointed in how the co-op sort of took advantage of this when it really was an unintended consequence. They didn't ask for this. They got a gift. Here's what he said.
It's a competitive environment out there. I get that. The key, though, is that the cooperatives, the National Council of Farm Cooperatives, came together with the privately owned grain businesses and other ag companies and agreed that this is the solution we need, and that it does need to be fair to everybody and not distort marketing decisions.
And the other thing I'd ask you is that, I'm sure you've asked yourself this a few times as well, how does something like this happen, right? I mean, because I know it was 11th hour. I know it was concern about something that needed to be fixed so that they wouldn't be hurt and to hold them harmless and an unintended consequence have it. But how is it, I've heard sources suggest that this was written by a staffer in Senator Thune's office, but however it was written, somebody wrote it and said, yeah, put it in. How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I understand there's a lot of complexity to the tax code, and there'll be other issues that are going to have to be dealt with. So, I don't know that I'd go into, who wrote what, other than, obviously we put forward a provision that kept the 199, but somehow when it was incorporated into the broader rewrite, some of the provisions weren't written in a way that worked. And that's why, once I found that out, I just said, hey, then we need to go to work and fix it and get everybody on board to do that. And that's what we've tried to do, with this resolution. Everybody is on board, and we hope that'll address it.
That sounds good. Still has to pass, though, right? Still has to be added to the language you're talking about.
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, we're still working to get it done in the CR and working to get everybody to work together with us and the industry. And, again, it's important to remind everybody, whether they're in the House or the Senate, as we go into this, that the industry's on board with this, and this is what they want.
Senator John Hovind with us, and we're going to talk about a couple other issues, including Rex Tillerson being fired in the Trump administration after a break. First, it's time for Farm Bureau Trivia. Would you like some free meat, ladies and gentlemen? You can. Our friends in the Burley County North Dakota Farm Bureau, the Farm Bureau of Burley County, have said, Scott, we'd love to give away some goodies. So how about this? How about this question? What skid steer loader company was founded in North Dakota? What skid steer loader company was founded in North Dakota? Tell me the answer to that. $75 in free meat is yours when we come back. 258-0550. 258-0550. Call now.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm with Vince, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're looking at saunas today, and I tell you what, these saunas are flying out the door. What's going on?
Yeah, I think as we're waking up to the realization that this is pretty doggone good for you. The University of Finland, for example, just did a 20-year study on men that use a sauna four times a week, reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. Mayo Clinic's all over this. Not to mention your other great wellness attributes of a sauna, like increased circulation, sweating out toxins, lowering blood pressure, losing weight, burning calories, all those great things that a little box of wood with a heater does it.
Use it year-round, easy to set up?
You will use it year-round because it's an addicting thing. Because it releases the natural endorphins, you get that kind of runner's high. You want to use it every day, and you will use it every day, and you'll be better because of it.
Great financing, great savings. In fact, you use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the saunas, on the patio furniture, on the endless pool fitness system. And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck 2.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's the order they came in. From Fargo, from Martin, from Carson, from Mandan, and Mapleton. Okay? So we have John in Fargo, Rick in Martin, Trent in Carson, Randy in Mandan, Fuller in Mapleton, all vying for $75 in a certificate. I just call it the wheel of meat. This is meat. You're getting meat. You're getting, you know, beef. It's what for dinner. Come on. 3 B meats. $75 certificate for the first person that can answer this question, and that is, what skid steer loader company was founded in North Dakota? John Fargo, what's your answer?
Melro.
It's not the answer I have here. What, give me another name that goes with Melro. Yeah, it was Melrose Bobcat. They dropped the Melrose later, and then they're Bobcat now. But you're right. I'm not going to get technicality here. But did you know it's the first skid steer in the world, really? I mean, you know, the when you go back and look at Melrose and how that started, and actually, the history there is phenomenal. I mean, goes back to a garage in Rossay, North Dakota, and these folks basically eliminated the wheelbarrow. I mean, it's pretty incredible. So you're the lucky winner. How about that, John?
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, excited. First one to get in today pretty quick. So, Martin and Carson, I'm not sure I've had calls from Martin and Carson before. I'm sorry there's no consolation prize, but there is another contest next hour. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, Burley County Farm Bureau, trivia today. And tomorrow remains, so another chance to win next hour. And we're doing that, of course, because it's Farm Bureau Week. Thank you, John. Hang on a moment. Manny's going to get your name, your address, and we're going to mail you off a certificate. And for our other listeners that tried on this, just stay tuned. We'll do a text. We'll do a text winner next hour, okay? How about that? A text winner. We'll get it, okay? First one with the first correct answer by text next hour wins on Farm Bureau Trivia. All right. More of our conversation with Senator John Hovind. I want to ask him about that big, beautiful wall that Donald Trump saw yesterday down there in California that a North Dakota company is looking at. What do you think North Dakota's chances are that Fisher Industries' prototype will be selected for the wall?
I think it's really exciting. I think their product is fantastic. It will save the federal government money. It's first-class quality. So I'm just really not only lobbying the administration, but really keeping my fingers crossed and hope that a lot of the border wall is the Fisher product. I think it's just absolutely the best.
Rex Tillerson was fired today, the Secretary of State, replaced by Mike Pompeo, the CIA director. Was that the right decision by the president?
You know, that's a decision the president has to make the call on. Obviously, he needs to have his team. He's responsible for getting the job done, and so he's got to have the team he wants. I have great respect for Rex Tillerson. I know him. I like him. He's a class guy. By the same token, Director Pompeo, I think, is an outstanding choice. I also think that he will be, an outstanding Secretary of State. He's very strong. He's knowledgeable. West Point, he graduated number one in his class from West Point. I think he's an outstanding pick. And so I think it just comes down to the president having the team that he wants with him in some very, very difficult negotiations. But make no mistake, Pompeo's a strong, strong choice.
You know, a lot of people grumble, most of them Trump critics, you know, the media, the swamp, that type, that there's too much turnover. Yet, a lot of what this guy has wanted to do, he's got done. Heritage Foundation says, you know, we've never seen a president do as much in a year, right? And they've been around a long time and pushing a lot of conservative causes. Is the turnover good or bad in your mind?
As long as it helps get the job done, it's okay. Everyone has their own style. You kind of went to the heart of the matter, though, Scott. The key is results. So whether it's growing our economy, creating jobs, creating opportunity, defending this nation, standing with our allies and standing up to our adversaries, the key is getting the job done. And so, again, it always comes back to the president needs to have his team, and then it's all about, getting the results we need.
Senator John Hovind joining us on What's on Your Mind, and certainly appreciate his time talking about the fix on 199A, but also a couple of things in the news. Loved his comments about the wall as well. There's been one thing missing from the last hour of What's on Your Mind, and Todd's off today, so I can't chit-chat with Todd, right? And that is conversations with the finest listeners on the planet Earth. That's you. I guess we did have a quick chat with John in Fargo to talk about him being the lucky winner of $75 in meat from the Burley County Farm Bureau in our Farm Bureau trivia today, a little egg trivia action. We're going to do that next hour by text as well. But I want more of your calls in the next hour because we've just been too darn busy with these pre-recorded interviews. All important, by the way, Sonny Perdue, U.S. Ag Secretary. We're out there stumping for you, but I love conversing and visiting and chatting with our fine listeners. So here we go. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer back after a two-week hiatus. And he's never been off for 2 weeks that I can recall on the Talk Radio Town Hall since it started. So I know there's some pent-up demand for that. And very often, a lot of those calls that come in during the Talk Radio Town Hall come in on the back half. So tell you what, we're going to ask him about his son Ike and get an update on that for everybody. So we know what to pray about specifically. You know, Ike, his 35-year-old son of Chris and Kevin Kramer, has, as I think most of our audience knows, been hospitalized for, gosh, is it 3 weeks now? It might be, since he's been off for 2 weeks. I think it's coming up on 3 weeks on Saturday, if it wasn't this past Saturday. And remains a very, very tenuous situation. He's in Mayo Clinic, so still needs your prayers. We'll talk about that, then we'll get to your questions on any and all issues. For Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, call us, 258-0550. Let's go.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.